We're back here on Giants.com. My name is John Schmelke, and today's Giants insider is Giants linebacker Jamil McClain. And, you know, I usually say inside linebacker, outside linebacker, but you're doing a little bit of both now, aren't you?
I'm just a linebacker, that's all.
Well, how has it been? You started off as a Sam working outside. Mm-hmm. After the injury to John Beeson, you've moved inside. How was that transition for you?
You know, the transition as well, you know, is just getting the opportunity to learn the defense more and do everything that's required. You know, like you said, started off at Sam, went to Will, then go to Mike. You know, it's the game that we play. And if anybody's been through it to this extent, it's definitely been me. It's the way that I've been brought up.
Now, after John Beeson went out with the injury, I thought it's going to be a lot quieter out there. Not as many guys yelling around, organizing people. I hear you on every play out there trying to get everybody set up. Does that thing just come naturally to you to be that type of leader on the field?
Yeah, you know, it definitely comes natural. My mom always had to tell me to shut up, you know, so it's not a problem for me to talk, you know. But when you have so many other leaders out there, you know, doing that type of talking, it makes the game funner and easier. You know, when you got Roe communicating that he does, you know, it puts everybody on the same page. And, you know, the communication is key to any defense.
You know, it's odd to see, though, a guy here in his first year taking such a prominent role. Have you taken, you think, the Perry Fields defense pretty quickly? Are you very comfortable in what he's trying to do?
Yeah, you know, I really am, you know, and you got to think about it. You know, it still has that, you know, that Ryan feel to it, you know, that type of defensive scheme, you know, exotic blitzes and a lot of exotic fronts, you know. So it's what I grew up in. And obviously, you know, with Coach Herm, you know, he's an amazing coach and he gives me all of the details necessary to be successful. So having coaches like this and players the way that they are, you know, it makes this game a lot easier, and the transition has been smooth because, you know, I put in a lot of time for this studying, man. I probably put in about 4 hours a day easily.
Now, obviously, football's football.
Yeah.
But what's the difference between playing inside in a 3-4 as compared to the middle linebacker in a 4-3?
The middle in a 3-4 is probably kind of the same as the middle in a 4-3, but the outside in a 3-4 is different than the outside in a 4-3, you know, because in the outside, you really – outside in a 3-4, you probably got one more man inside of you because you got those two middle linebackers, so you more rushing off the edge type of thing. Like, in a 4-3, you kind of a stand-up outside linebacker type of feel, so that's probably the biggest difference in it.
Final question. Obviously, spring practice is great. You learn plays. You're in the classroom. But you can't hit anybody. How excited are you to get to training camp in a month or so now, put the pads on, hit some guys, and really get into this and get ready for this football season?
I'm excited, man. That's what football is. It's hitting people. It's intimidating people. It's getting after the ball, you know. So you really can't find out how someone can handle this game until they get hit and see if they remember the next play, you know. So getting an opportunity to go out there and really, really hit and go out there and compete at the highest level in this game, I'm looking forward to it, man. I know everybody's looking forward to it, but hitting is what I do, man.
Well, and the fans are looking forward to seeing it. Jamil, thanks a lot for the time.
Thanks for having me.
Giants linebacker, Sam, Will, Mike, you name it, he does it. Jamil McClain on Giants.com. Yeah.